Mall of America Field was filled with purple on Sunday as the Vikings returned home for the first time since September 22nd. 64,000 screaming fans cheering on their favorite team. But two fans in attendance were forced with a dilemma. Root for the Vikings or the visiting Panthers?
They've never, ever played each other because they're 4 years apart. And so they would always be on the same team, but at different times in their life. So this is the first time that they've actually gone against each other. So it's kind of crazy for me. I'm trying to, you know, I have my neutral shirt on, split down the middle, and I'm just trying to root for the offense.
It's kind of easy for me. You know, one trip, one, two, you know, I get two games in one, so it's kind of a double matinee for me. But, you know, as long as their boys are both playing well, you know, I can't really root for either team today, but I'm rooting for both of them.
Cheryl and Frank Khalil are always cheering on their son Matt at Vikings games throughout the season. But they had a tough Sunday. They were not only watching Matt, but their other son Ryan is a Pro Bowl center for the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, just watch them grow up, because, you know, you know they're your kids, and one's 28, one's 24, but you still think of them as running around in those Corona fields, and you know, Matt with a squirt bottle chasing his teammates, and Ryan pouting because he wanted to play quarterback. So to watch him now, it's just surreal and just a blessing.
I mean, you don't ever think, oh, I'm going to have two sons that are going to be in the NFL, you know? And then when they're here together playing each other, it just, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I don't know.
But the day isn't complete for the Khalil family with having two Pro Bowl brothers competing in the game. The game was kicked off on Sunday with up-and-coming country star Danielle Khalil singing the national anthem, who just so happens to be Matt and Ryan's sister.
It's exciting. It's really exciting. And I'm proud of my brothers, and they deserve it, and they worked really hard. So it's actually an honor for me to sing on the field and in between the two teams. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, they've done really well, you know, and it's just a gift, you know, a gift from God that these three have turned out the way they have, and excelled at what they've done, and just shows hard work pays off.
The Khalils had themselves a memorable Sunday at Mall of America Field, with all three of their children having a big part in the day's events. And while the game may not have gone the way the Vikings wanted, it was still a day the Khalil family will never forget.
They're so excited and proud. I can't imagine. I mean, all their kids in this one big, huge event today. So I know my mom's super excited, and my dad, so it's just a big family day, and we're all having a really good time.
Very emotional before the game, and then once it gets going, you kind of forget about it. I was more worried about that than how my brother and I were going to play. I just want to make sure that was. She did a great job. She's very talented, so it's exciting for the whole family. But, you know, glad we're leaving the game healthy, and he's playing really well, so I'm excited for him.
It was cool. You know, I don't get that many opportunities to see my parents or my whole family, everyone kind of together. Because we're all so separated. My brother's in Carolina, I'm here, and everyone else is back in California. So to get that chance to kind of see everyone together and, you know, for them to enjoy the game. I'm sure it drives my parents crazy to kind of see us both play against each other because they both want us to win. But it was a fun game. I thought I played well. My brother played well. You know, it was fun. It was a good family experience.
I think one of the better times, absolutely. Besides my grandbabies and the birth of my own children, it's up there pretty good.
Oh, it's a great day. I mean, you know, I watched both my boys, just remember back when they were both young playing the sport, and to watch them play at this level is quite an experience.